If only it was so simple.
Oh, you wanna nanti bubu danti billy dat lono, 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 oh, you wanna nanti bubu danti billy dat lono, wanna nanti bubu danti billy dat lono, oh, you wanna nanti bubu danti billy dat lono, oh, you wanna nanti bubu danti billy dat lono, oh, you.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia, I'm 12, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily, I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Moshi, I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Iggy, I'm 13, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Gina, I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson, too.
Woo!
Whoop, whoop.
Every Mondays from 3:30 to 4, Antonia, Emily, Mahmuda, Ingrid, Gina, and I talk about books on the radio. I don't know. Okay, anyways. Books we love, books we're currently reading, all that good stuff.
Yay.
Books.
So today we're going to talk about books.
And first of all, I'm going to introduce my froggy. His name is Mr. Ribbit's Hopkins Mustache. And he's green, and he has stripes on his belly, and he has orange and a yellow cheek freckle thingy, and he has a tag for his tail, and he has a blue spot on his back.
And he's a froggy.
And he's so cute. And yesterday, Emily, Antonia, me, and Ingrid, we all went to Rhinebeck for a YA event, and it was awesome.
I got three new books.
And I got a new book, too.
Yay. I got a new book, too.
And a frog.
Yes, and I got a frog, and I got a ring. It was handcraft made.
And I got a book for the library
from
an author who's from Fishkill who had her debut novel. It was like a party release for her debut novel called Touching the Surface. Her name's Kimberly Sabatini.
And she is, like, one of the most awesome, obnoxious authors I've ever met.
She read Divergent.
She is so awesome. I mean, she's just all, like, light and, like, flowy and just obnoxious and awesome.
I like that you use obnoxious as a compliment.
Well, I don't know. There's a bad kind
and
of obnoxious.
And her kids asked us questions for candy.
Yeah, her kids are so adorable. Well, there's a good kind of obnoxious and a bad kind of obnoxious. She's a good kind of obnoxious. Like, there's just annoying obnoxious that you just want to, like, pound their face in. And then there's, like, that funny, awesome obnoxious that, yeah.
I think she's enthusiastic.
Yeah, that, that word.
Yeah, what she said.
So, what book did you bring, Ingrid?
Well, I read this book a little while ago. But first, before I say which is, I had to say something. Shut up, mortal. I am a demigod. To say that. So I read Maximum Ride, which is by James Patterson, and it's about a group of kids of different ages: Max, Iggy, Angel, Fang, Nudge, and Gazzy, who were all genetically experimented on in this place called the school, and they were given wings, and they escaped with the help of a scientist named Jeb, who kind of raised them and gave them a house, and he disappeared. So now they're on the run from these things called erasers, which are half-wolf, half-human things. And they have to escape, and they go through all these things. They find a talking dog named Total. And they develop new powers. And it's all around just, like, an amazing action book with, like, never-ending twists and turns that you never see coming.
And it's a series, right?
Yeah. There's, like, 12 books.
Oh, that's awesome.
My friend read it, and they really liked it.
It was so good, like... For, like, a whole year, I just...
Last year, you were just like, Iggy, Iggy, Iggy. And I'm like, Ingrid, your name's Ingy, not Iggy. And you're like, Iggy, Iggy, Iggy.
I still use that name.
I know you do. But you're more obsessed with Percy Jackson now. Oh, my gosh.
Percy Jackson!
This trend is killing me.
Divergent obsessed.
Yes, no, yes. That I will totally be forever. We got tattoos. Divergent tattoos.
Yeah.
You put one on. I did two right there. And on my collarbone. They're awesome.
Which one did you put on?
All of them.
I just like, she's like,
did you just like take it off
of
and
them?
Like, yeah. You didn't even cut them?
No, I cut them. Yeah.
But I want to see.
Well, yeah. But you radio people can't see, so.
Yeah, we want to be fair to the radio listeners.
So there's a circle and then there's an eye inside.
That's the erudite. The circle with like the two hands holding together, that's abnegation.
And circle, the circle with the tree is
amity.
Amity, I always
amity. And the circle with the fire is the
dauntless.
And then the circle with the two with the weight thingies, one is up.
The scales.
Yeah, the scales. One's up and one's down. That's Candor. Anyways, the book I brought today is called On Board, the Essential Field Guide to Serious Fun. And it's by Joshua Glenn and Elizabeth Foy Larson. And, well, it's not really a book that, like, you could... It's basically you read it when you're bored. And there's, like, a lot of these cool, creative, weird, awesome stuff in it. Like, for example, there's one that's called Turn Your Home into a Spa. And, you like, you need... Like, I guess it's for, I don't know, like, you take a hot tub, like... a bath or something with bath salts, and you need 3 cups of coarse salt, sea salt, kosher salt, and that's all work, 1 cup Epsom salt, 10 or so drops of essential oils, stainless steel bowl, and stainless steel mixing spoon. And you just basically do whatever they say, and you're not bored anymore, I guess. I mean, there's nothing.
And you get to take a relaxing bath.
Yeah, there's nothing really to it. And there's like these weird things like pranks and stuff that you can do are also cool. They have the Mentos challenge. Like, I mean, everybody says, yeah, put the Mentos in the thing. But how stupid would you be to actually put the Mentos in the Coca-Cola without covering it, and it blows up in your face? Like, you need something to...
Stupid.
So they have like... they show, like, you have this, like, little paper tube that you put the Mentos in, and you put it on paper, and then you slip the paper out, and the Mentos fall, and you, like, run back really fast so you don't blow up.
And you do this outside, so yeah, young children, you do not try this in your mom's bedroom, because she'll probably be angry.
Oh, and they show eggshell grenades, which is really cool.
So you throw...
No, you...
Like an egg at someone.
You put a hole in the egg, and you blow it out.
I love doing that. It's so exciting. And then you paint it, and then it's pretty. And then you stick a match in it.
That's not really a grenade, though.
And then you hang it up, and it's beautiful. I know, but it's still fun.
But what if it burns?
Well, that wasn't a grenade. That was just something fun.
But yeah,
no, if you put a match in it, and it falls, and you burned your house down to the ground, and then your insurance doesn't pay for it.
non-lit
anyways, match. That was basically what my book was about. The cover is so awesome, though. It has, like, UFOs and weird masks and the... Big
little doodles.
Yeah, it has basically little doodles.
And I'm going to steal it from you someday.
Okay. Yeah. If you find out where I live. Anyways, what book did you bring, Antonia?
Well, I have been sort of in between books lately. So I was reading this one book called The True Meaning of Smek Day. But then I got a new book.
The True Meaning of what?
And it was called... that was The True Meaning of Smek Day.
Oh.
And then I got a new book, and it was called How to Lead a Life of Crime, and it comes out in, like, February, and I got it at the place where we were before. And so I am going to talk about it when I finish it, because I want to finish it. But I had a very awkward experience with it, because I was reading, and it was, like, really good, and I read the first 37 pages thinking the main character was a girl, and then I found out that it was a guy. And it was very awkward, but then, yeah, but it's good, and it's about this girl or guy or person.
I'm pretty sure it's a guy now.
Yeah, it's a guy.
Wait, what's his name?
Well, they don't really say what their real name is, but they call themselves Flick, like F-L-I-C-K.
That's a guy's name. Yeah, a guy's okay. Nickname. I mean, like, girls have nicknames, but Flick wouldn't be really one.
Well, they give themselves that name because they're a pickpocket, and they find out that they can pick people's pocket with a nudge and a flick of their wrist. And yeah.
I don't understand pickpocketers at all. I mean, it's just like, ninja, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, so she, or he, it, they yes, are like, one example is, like, they're standing on one side of the street, and they see a group of girls come out of like a bar or something, and it's Christmas night, and then all the girls get into a taxi, and it's sort of funny. It's like, I look back over my shoulder, happy to discover that one of the girls has still been left behind from the taxi and is blissfully exchanging saliva with a stranger. So I walk across the street and pick her pocket, then nudge her on accident, or like something like that. And then it explains how she does it. And then I'm not very far in it, so...
Exchanging saliva with a stranger. Nice way of saying they're making out.
Yeah, so I'm like not very far in it, so I don't want to say anything about it until I'm done with it, but it was good. Yeah.
I was going to ask you a question, but I forgot. Yeah. So what book did you bring, Gina?
In ELA, we're reading a book, and it's called Right Behind You by Gail Gillis. And it's about this kid, and his name is Kip. And when he's 9 years... And when he's
Get
9...
Farland.
Yeah. And when he's 9, he sets a 7-year-old boy on fire because...
Bobby Clark.
Yeah, Bobby Clark. Because he has a glove, and he was making fun of him because his mom died and all that. And then... Once his life, then after he sets Bobby Clark on fire, he goes to a mental ward for 5 years. Yeah, for 5 years. And then, and this psychologist guy, when it's time to get out, the psychologist keeps telling him that he's gonna sabotage his own life if it starts getting too good. And, well, yeah, I don't wanna, spoiler alert though, so. Yeah, it's pretty good so far.
I read a book once about a girl who just got out of a like mental hospital. It was pretty good.
Yeah, but Kip, he later on changes his name. But I'm not going to tell you what his name is because it's a name. And it explains why he wants that name. Because anyways, it's a good book. You should read it.
Yeah, I know a girl named Kip.
So did you read this for class too?
Yeah,
we all did.
We're not done with it yet. Actually,
oh, you're reading it now.
But we're still reading. Like, our class is like one of the furthest classes, I guess, since I have an 8th period. Yeah.
Shit. My class is on like the last 80 pages.
Oh, we're only on like the first 80.
That means you're not one. Okay, yeah. We're like on like page 200 something.
And that like is where all of the social language arts classes at Hudson School are in their books.
Yeah, 8th grade.
In case you were wondering. Yeah. How often do you all enjoy the books that you're assigned to read? Or what are some of your favorites
that
you've been assigned to read?
Like last year, the books that we read as a class together, I was like, because, you know, I was still like, when I saw the cover, I'm like, psh. This book is going to be so boring. Like, just look at the cover. And then when we actually got into it, and since Miss Ross is, like, an amazing reader because she wanted to be an actress, and, like, you know, since she couldn't be an actress and she's a teacher, she puts all that into her reading, and she, like, expresses everything. I'm just, like, even without her, the book was awesome, but I'm just, like, wow. It's, like, even, like, more awesome. But the book we started this year, I mean, it's okay, but I don't think her choices are too good because she did... Like, she read those books last year, so... And some people that failed from last year is like, oh, yeah, this book is, like, pretty good, yeah, and they just spoil it, like, I don't want to read it anymore.
That's what was the one that you were talking about that you liked from last year? Do you remember?
I liked the... Yeah, I liked The Giver and by Lois Lowry. And I also liked... Trapped Between the Lash and the Gun. I forgot who that was by, but that's a pretty good book. Did we read any more books? I'm not sure. But yeah, those two I liked.
We read one more book.
Trapped Between the Wish and the Lip and the Lash?
Lash and the Gun. Yeah, but... And we read The Giver. What other book?
The Birmingham.
Yeah,
no.
It was The Raisin in the Sun.
Yeah.
I liked that book too. They were like all the book choices that she picked were really good. The Raisin in the Sun was basically like theatrical stuff. Yeah.
So what book did you bring, Moshi?
I already said.
You did? Remember, she was on board.
Emily.
Oh, yeah.
Emily, do you want to talk about your book?
I remember that.
Ooh, I could talk a book, or I also have a review in from Quinn.
Oh, awesome. Oh, hi, Quinn and Maddie. We miss you so much. And yesterday I had bubble tea. You missed it. And I had scallion pancakes. We all had, Gina had scallion pancakes.
Sorry, Gina.
Yeah,
sorry.
They don't sound as nasty. I mean, they don't taste as nasty as they sound. They're really good.
Take it from me. They were so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were really good. I want some more. The lady was really snotty, though.
She was like,
I think she was frustrated because she was having trouble with our order. But anyways.
Well, the food was good. Anyways.
So Quinn, who started this show initially and is now living out in Seattle, sent in a review for us to...
Wait. Is Quinn a girl or a boy?
A girl.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So Quinn sent in a review for The Hunt by Andrew Fukuda. And I think this is his first YA book. He's written adult fiction
before. Is it about Artemis?
No.
Oh, no. Stop with your shenanigans.
And she kind of framed the review with questions. So the first question was, what drew me to this book? She wrote that while browsing the teen section, thinking about a book she wanted to read, the font of The Hunt caught her eye. The letters looked a little bit like a digital clock face. Once you read a certain number of books, you realize that publishers have a code. If it's red and black, chances are it's going to be a vampire novel. I guessed by the letters on The Hunt that it was dystopian, and it is.
Awesome.
It's actually, it's sort of a dystopian.
I heard dystopian yesterday, but I don't know what it really means. What does it mean exactly?
Well, it depends on who you ask. But
like yesterday, the author, I forgot her name.
Kimberly Sabatini.
Yeah, Kim. She was like, yeah, my books are like sometimes paranormal-ish, dystopian-ish, but nothing with Divergent. And I'm like, okay. I was just nodding my head. Like, yeah,
I know. You read Divergent? And then she's like, yeah. And then we're like, follow-up question, who's your favorite character? And she's like, four.
And I'm like, awesome. Anyways, what does dystopian mean?
So dystopian usually is... It's usually set in the future, although there's now some dystopians that were set in the future that are now in the past, technically.
Oh, yeah.
But at the time, they were written there in the future. But usually, it's sometime in the future.
Isn't dystopian mostly like science fiction?
A lot of the time. Sometimes it has science fiction. Sometimes it's like post-apocalyptic dystopian. I guess it could be contemporary dystopian as well. Well, it's not really contemporary. It's futuristic. But it's not always sci-fi.
Is that the end of her review?
That's sort of but with dystopian, sort of, it's in the future, and there's this idea of that society is sort of designed in a way that's supposed to be better, but there's usually some flaw in the design, like The Giver.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So then she was talking about this book. The Hunt takes place when the human race is going extinct and vampires rule the world. Gene is a boy living on the edge of a desert who has to impersonate a vampire, or being a vampire, to avoid getting eaten by them. But this gets tricky when he gets chosen to eat the remaining humans. Dun, dun, dun. And she said, for a question, what kept me reading? She wrote, I really liked the aspects of this book. First, this is a non-lovey vampire book. This book is based around vampires, but all they want to do is eat you. Second,
awesome.
I don't usually like a book where the main character has big secrets or books that string out the suspense. I don't like being hung above the big drop for too long. It gets annoying, but this book makes it work. And who will like this book? She wrote, this book will appeal to people who enjoyed The Hunger Games and general action adventure.
This isn't
a normal vampire book, so it might appeal to vampire book lovers, and it might not. But it will definitely appeal to people who read apocalypse books.
Awesome.
Gotta read that book now.
And what's it called again?
It's called The Hunt.
By
Andrew Fukuda. And she shared a quote that she likes from the book, too. And the quote is, and now, years later, there's even more fruit hanging off the tree, an overabundance of color in the verdant green fuzz. So sad to have color signify death and extinction. And that's how I eat now, alone in the green fuzz, a solitary gray dot among splashes of red and orange and yellow and purple.
That is an awesome quote. I like it.
And she made up a rating system. So it was out of 5 stars. She gave it a 4, which means I like this book, maybe even a lot.
Awesome.
Which is just shy of 5, which is, if I'm looking dreamy, I'm probably thinking about this book.
Yeah, that's totally me with Divergent.
What are the other, what's like number 1 and 2 and stuff?
Well, 5 is the best. 4 is, I like this book maybe even a lot. 3 is your average book. 2 is, if I were stuck on a long train ride by myself with nothing to do and nothing else to read, I might read this book again, but probably not. And 1 is, well, I got to the end, didn't I? So 1 is
really bad. Worst. Really, really, really bad.
Yeah. I have actually, in my years of book reviewing, I've never given something a 1-star because if I don't finish it, I don't review it. And if I finish it, it's bound to get at least 2.
Yeah.
So like 1 is sort of like an empty rating for me.
Yeah, true.
So, I feel like someone has talked about this book on the radio before. Was it Emily? Because, I remember hearing about it and being like, oh, I should read that book. And then I forgot about it. Yeah. But it sounded familiar.
When I have a book list to read, it's like when I don't have anything to read, I'm like, I'm so bored. But then when I actually have a book list, like after a short period of time, it's just like everything just comes in together. And I'm like, okay, there's so many books. Which one should I read first?
Yeah, right now I have 17 billion books that I want to read.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to read a historical fiction book, and I want to finish a different book, but I like this book that I'm reading now better. And then there's so many different books. Yeah.
Books, why do you have to complicate?
I want to finish The Walking Dead, but then at the same time, since Ingrid's been nagging about it, I want to start Percy Jackson, and I don't know.
Perseus Jackson!
Yeah, you heard that.
I'm telling you now. You need to read this book.
She's like a total fangirl.
I was pissing my friend off today because I was talking about it too much.
Yes, after I read Divergent, I could actually talk to someone about it. No, I'm talking about.
Oh.
After I read Divergent, I was at that part where it was really dramatic, and then as soon as I see Ingrid in the hall, we both go, "Oh my God!" And we walk away, and people look at us like
we're freaks.
Okay, then. And then, we see each other in math class, and we're just rambling on about the book. And then Miss Reese like, "Can I get on with my lesson?" I'm like, "Sure."
So I have a question, because I know when Ingrid talks about Percy Jackson a lot, she complains about the movies and how bad they were.
They weren't as good, they were different from
see,
the
that's
book.
Exactly how I feel about the Hunger Games. You say you like the movie and all, but I don't know, even though Susan Collins did cast the people, I feel like they weren't I felt like Katniss was because in the book they're just yeah, even though she kept it well and stuff, the jacket, I feel like they had too much than what it was actually in the book. I don't know. I didn't, the movie was really entertaining, and I got freaked out by the dogs and almost peed my pants in the movie theaters.
Can I tell the Gina story?
Yeah.
If it's okay with Gina.
Yeah.
So go ahead. I was at her house, and she's watching it for the first time, and I brought the movie over, and it came for the part with the mutts. And she's like, "No, if you insert your force with them, they will be scared of you and they'll listen to you." And all of a sudden, a mutt popped up out of the ground. She literally flew all the way up to the ceiling out of the recliners we were sitting in. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, when I was in the movies, I kind of screamed, but it was kind of muted with the humongous sir scream that I heard. Someone in the movie theater actually screamed, and so I screamed with them, but then me and my sister just ended up laughing. It was really funny.
Didn't you expect it?
I did. No, well, we were watching it in 3D, so imagine it coming at you trying to
eat your face.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it was just awesome,
which is what I suppose they did to Kato.
So what was your question, Emily?
Yeah, what was your question?
Well, I know that they're working on Divergent, yes, making that into a movie. Uh-huh. And so I know there's all these books that you guys love that are being made into movies, and I was wondering which movies that were based on books do you like the most? Which ones have been done the best? Hmm. And are there any books that you don't want to ever be made into movies because you know they'll mess it up?
I don't care if they mess it up.
You don't care.
I want to see what they try. I really want them to turn Vampire Kisses into a movie.
I don't want them making what's it called, Hush Hush into a movie. Because, I mean, the book is so good. It's like, I'm just sitting there, page after page. It's like 3 a.m. in the morning. And then my mom goes like to use the bathroom or something. I quickly turn off the light, and I'm just like hiding under my blanket. And then I hear her leave, and I'm like, turns the light back again.
BTW.
But it's so...
Sorry.
But it's like so good and stuff, and I feel like if they make it into the movie, especially if it's like with fallen angels and Nephilim and all that other stuff, I don't know, I feel like there's like so much violence and like rage and like awesomeness in that book, they'll just end up ruining it in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted to say, by the way, Maximum Ride is being made into a movie. It's gonna come out soon.
When?
2013. I heard January of 2013.
That's pretty awesome. Now I'm gonna put that on my list too.
I really don't want them to make Minder into a movie, because it's like she reads minds, and that like more than half the book is her telepathically talking with her friend. And so if they made a movie, it would just be like picture after picture of her sitting across the table from somebody staring at them.
Mm-hmm. I heard J.K. Rowling is writing a new book, or it's out already. It's like, yeah, I forgot what it's called.
Adult again. Book. Or it's written for adults. It's called The Casual Vacancy.
Yeah, yeah, that.
We're still going to read it even though we're not adults.
I think that's allowed.
Yeah, it is allowed. I mean, if you're mature enough. But if you're like, ew, oh my God, they're like doing stuff in that book that's so gross. You're just like, why are you even reading it?
Once I got a book and I didn't realize till I'd finished it that it was a 14 plus book. And then I realized why it was a 14 plus book, which I realized at the beginning.
Yeah, the book I got for yesterday from Rhinebeck is a 14 plus book.
Those usually have.
It's called Pretty Girl 13. I don't know who it's by though. But it's like a uncorrected proof. It's not out yet. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Just like how the font was written, and yeah, it was pretty cool. But we're out of time. So tune in to us next Monday and every Monday that follows from 3:30 to 4 on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acro, Casco, and Hudson.
And have supported Hands on Radio for Green and Columbia Counties.
Yes, and have an nice awesome day. Bye.
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 Bye, Mom. Bye.